Chushving Ala Tair alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. We're going into Moirdik Adarhoibin Ateig. Besides that, this is the passageway, the entranceway to the Heilige Ateig. We're going into a Shabbos Kodesh that is Shabbos Nachmi. Shabbos Nachmi is a Shabbos that is Yontiv, as Ivet Gebrengt, that we're Marben Beside, and it's Machtes for a Yontiv. Bechol Tfitzis Yisrael, Fit Mezachazoi, people are Marbe with Kedaishim, Sidis Rayim. Let's try to analyze, what is Shabbos Nachmi, and how does that pertain to each and every one of us on a personal level? Avada, on a general level, it's the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. We believe that the Mashiach Shel Yisrael, Mashiach, Tzidkaini, was born Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. That's Avada on a general level and even on a personal level. But I would like to speak about something that's a little bit more personal to each and every person. So Heilige Wort von dem Heiligen Erbduvid Ldinne Vazachisi Yugen Alayni Datzei Machduvid. He says in this parasha that Klal Yisrael is telling Moshe Rabbeini, Hein herani Hashem elekain yes kvoidoi vez godloi. The Eibishter showed us his splendid, the Eibishter showed us his godless, vez koiloi shemani, we heard his call, mitoi chawaish. And then they go on to say, Ki dabar elekim es udam vachoi, could Eibishter talk to a person and the person is oblab and leib, v'ataluminumus, why should we die? So this tzaddik, like tzaddikim, took this pusig and twisted it in such a gorgeous oifen speaking to us. Klal Yisrael is telling Moshe Rabbeini, Moshe Rabbeini, if we are going to hear Torah m'piyakvira, you know what's going to happen? V'choy. We are going to live forever. We're going to be like Maluchim. You want to know why? Because we are not going to have any more nesyonis anymore. We are not going to have any ups and downs in our life. Doing a mitzvah is going to be the only way. Living like an Elohid is going to be the only way. We heard it from the Eibishter. That is going to leave an impression and a mark, and it's going to redo us completely. And then Klal Yisrael said, no, we don't want to live forever. We want to be on a Bechina of Numis. That means we want to be on a Bechina to Din the Eibishter, and he should have a Nachas Riach when we fall, because we are going to pick ourselves up and we are going to be better than we were yesterday. And this was the Tana that Klal Yisrael had. You know how many Meluchim the Eibishter has? You know how many Srufim the Eibishter has? You know what the Eibishter has? The Eibishter has the entire world. But a Pushet the Yid that has Nesyonis every single day. We get up in the morning, we go to Besmedesh, we go to office, we go to Koyle, we're in the business world at home. We have a slew of Nesyonis the entire day. At Ayid Zugin, look at me, you know how many Sionis I have, you know how many times I failed, you know how many times I messed up. Zog the Eibishter to Moshe Rabbeini, the Weiss Moshe, Echaliv was Klal Yisroel zogt, and the Eibishter goes on to say, Haitivi koilashe de Bairis, I redden sim zach, ze zogen git. I don't need perfection. For perfection, I have my Meluchim. I need Yidin that have their ups and their downs, because you know what happens after a down, there is an up. And a Yid vet nichshle nazach, afterwards, that becomes a stepping stone for him to grow. Shabbos Nachmi is, it's an achumah for every personal lead. We go through our lives and we have our issues and our ups and downs. And yes, we fail from time to time, but that failure brings us to success. And this is the greatest achumah for a yid, that a yid knows that I'm able to pull myself up again. I'm able to still zich tzirik of the feast. And the Eibishtat maskim gizuk taitiv es koil asha de bayri. Chaliv vuzay zugen. A lechtig in Shabbos. A gitten yontiv besiris toivis.